The Pew Research Center issued a report this week with findings that may sound unremarkable, but have implications to alter not just how we live, but what we dream, fantasize, gossip, and sing about. Online dating has become commonplace. 38% of people who describe themselves as single and looking, and by the way, if you were a pollster, would you rather talk to people about being single and looking or how they feel about the latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics? Say they've consulted online dating sites. 59% of all Internet users say they believe online dating is a sensible way to meet people and make matches. That's up 15 points from 2005. People are still looking for love, but romance hasn't always been as we think of it today. For centuries, people got coupled for security, wealth, or to advance ambitions. The kind of love that made you sweat, smolder, and sing, and I think I'm going out of my head, was often distrusted as a smoke made with the fumes of sighs, as Shakespeare put it, a madness most discreet. That was from Romeo and Juliet, by the way, where, spoiler alert, love is a dagger in their hearts. For centuries, art and song celebrated religious devotion, not romance. But today, most music, from opera to hip-hop, Puccini to Katy Perry, is about romantic love. So, do we need new songs for an era in which you don't see someone across a crowded room or under moonlight, but online?
Those details you compile on your user profile, you've got the most beguiling algorithms.
You drive a bright red Mini, and I take my latte skinny. What good would any further search do?
Oh, it's algorithms, matching algorithms. And although I know it's no longer taboo,
there's no need for conversation when I see your application. I'll know if it has to be you.